You're listening to the audio production of Good Apple, Tales of a Southern Evangelical in New York by Elizabeth Passarella, published by Thomas Nelson and read by Jill Blackwood.
Praise for Good Apple. With sly humor, ecumenical warmth, and disarming frankness, Elizabeth Passarella builds bridges between red and blue and north and south. Good Apple makes a strong case for New York City as the kingdom of God, and for handwritten thank you notes. Ada Calhoun, author of St. Mark's is Dead, Wedding Toasts I'll Never Give, and Why We Can't Sleep. I, a total heathen, love this book. Elizabeth Passarella understands that none of us is as simple as any one of our labels might suggest. Not religious, not a Southerner or a New Yorker, all the more reason to read Good Apple. Mary Laura Philpott, author of I Miss You When I Blink. Elizabeth Passarella is a terrible Christian woman of low breeding and ill repute, which is exactly why you should read this book. Those are my favorite kinds of authors. Harrison Scott Key, author of World's Largest Man and Congratulations, Who Are You Again? In the comedic confounded believer tradition of Anne Lamott, Elizabeth Passarella redefines good faith for me, a Jewish, atheist, pro-choice New Yorker. I laughed at all her jokes, dog-eared all my favorite pages, admired her fearlessness, and felt abiding curiosity about her beliefs. She's building a bridge to get us all to the same human side of things and to save us there. Catherine Newman, author of How to Be a Person. Introduction. The thing about being an evangelical Christian and also a Southerner living in New York City, raising your children in an apartment where one of them sleeps in a closet, is that there are a lot of people in your life to disappoint. This is a shame because I spend an inordinate amount of my time trying to get everyone on my side. I want my mother to be proud of the life I've built, even though it looks so different from what she imagined for me. She is, on most days, proud of me. I truly believe that. But then a friend will casually ask her if I still live in New York, and where in the world am I going to put that third baby I just had? Or I'll remind her again that my children remain in school until the end of June, when most children in the South are returning from a month at sleepaway camp, and she'll shake her head and start to chew the inside of her cheek. My dad was always an easier sell, something I attribute to the fact.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?